Oh my goodness. I have to re-enable all of the permissions on this new phone because I may have fried the screen and the Face ID sensor a few weekends ago and had to replace my phone because I left it in the sun, facing up in the sun. Fried it. Absolutely fried the phone. When it's 110 degrees, you probably shouldn't do that. Anyway, yes, I do record this podcast on a phone too, which is why this is relevant, but not relevant to the episode. So let's just jump into the episode. Hello, everybody. Let's try recording this again. It got a little pop and crackle in that last one. I got a little too excited because it's episode 40. Well, anyway, I'm a little excited today because I can't believe it's been 40 episodes. Also, I'm really excited about the things I'm going to share today. But anyway, welcome to episode 40 of Design Chat with Josh. I'm your host, Josh Reach, as always. And in this design podcast, I'm going to do something that a lot of podcasters, I don't think they do because maybe they're a little afraid of like people stealing listens. But I like only entertain you guys every other week for like 40 minutes now. So there's a lot of time to fill in there. So I want to share some of my favorite design podcasts, as well as some not so designy podcasts that I've enjoyed listening to. And these are kind of my top favorites right now in no specific order. But there's a lot, just so you know, there's a lot of podcasts that I do listen to. So if I don't mention one that maybe you like or that maybe you create, don't worry, I probably do listen to it, but in case I don't, tweet at me, share with me your favorite podcast after you're done listening to this. Maybe I'm gonna maybe list off some of your favorites in this episode. And we might have some common shared interests in terms of podcast listening. I don't know where I'm going with that. Anyway, I want to share those some of the podcasts, these especially the design ones that have really helped me. And I've been listening to some of these for years. And a lot of them, I've listened to all of them. Some of them, I have not listened to every episode because there are so many episodes, especially this one, which I love, but I just have not. I mean, I don't even know if I have enough time in my life to listen to all these episodes. I guess I would. But anyway, I'm super excited to share these. But afterwards, yeah, reach out to me on Twitter, LinkedIn. I am back on Instagram, you guys. I think I may have mentioned it in the last episode. But if I can't remember if I did or not, I may not have. But anyway, I'm back on Instagram. My Instagram handle is underscore Joshua Reach because I'm a weak human being. I had three Instagram accounts and I was spending way too much time on them. And I'm like, I'm just pulling the plug. I'm deleting these permanently. So there's no coming back. Except there is, you can come back, just not with the same Instagram handle. But anyway, 2 days later, I had massive FOMO and I realized that, yeah, I still need to be on Instagram, but I needed to tone down the amount of time I was spending on there. So I ended up creating a new account, and it unfortunately has to be a different handle. So underscore Joshua Reach, and it's private right now because I'm trying to avoid getting sucked into getting all those likes. Also, all my photos are now black and white, so I don't spend too much time editing photos. I've gone to great lengths to like buy my time back. Keep in mind too, I like pretty much, well, no, I did put Instagram back on my phone for a little bit there. That's probably why I did it. But anyway, when it wasn't, I know a few episodes back I shared about how I kind of detoxed my digital life, and I had it on my iPad only, but I was still spending way too much time on Instagram at home. So anyway, this has nothing to do with episode 40, which is going to be me sharing my favorite podcast episodes. But the point is, I know some of you were had reached out to me on Instagram before. Continue to reach out to me, add me again, follow me again. Some of you, I can't remember your handles exactly, and I can't find you. So go ahead and add me, and we could be BFFs on Instagram again. Anyway, and you could share with me your favorite podcast, design podcast. I want to share my favorite design podcasts. These are like my top favorite right now, but they're in no specific order. And so I'm going to kind of break this episode up into little segments with maybe like a little interlude. So let's start with the first podcast that I want to talk about, which is one I really, really, really enjoy. This first podcast has been a huge influence on me. It's also this particular individual was somebody that kind of was one of the many influences of helping me finally take that final step towards getting into product design. And this podcast is called The Crazy One by Stephen Gates. And if you haven't heard of Stephen Gates yet, first of all, are you living under a rock? No, I'm kidding. Actually, there's one that you probably should know, this podcast, if you listen to any podcast at all. But this one is one. This one is definitely one of them, but there's another one I'm going to mention too, that you definitely are living under a rock if you don't listen to it. But anyway, this, I absolutely love Stephen and his content that he creates on his podcast, because he talks about so many different areas of design, but it's not just design. Like some podcasts, it's great to have that specialty and that focus in maybe one area, but you know, I'm just scrolling through just on his feed right now, and he really breaks up his episodes into things like leadership, your career, creativity, culture, design thinking. Let's see, there's, he does listener question ones too. This one was originality, another career, listener, process, leadership. So like, I mean, so it's just all over the place, but it's all focused around being a designer or working with designers in these areas. And he's a very well-established creative as well. He kind of has a big upbringing in design. I believe his father was a creative director. And he was, when I first started listening to him, I think he was still working at Citibank, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think he was still working at Citi as the SVP, Global Head of Design. He was, oh, he's at Starwood Hotels. That's where he was before. He was at Starwood Hotels, then Citi. Now he's the Head Design Evangelist for Envision. And if any of us, any of you work in product design, you know what Envision is. Even if you don't work in product design, you probably know what Envision is because of their amazing content that they create. Stephen Gates, he does a lot of talks, and he's, I think the first time I really, really started to get into his stuff was when a coworker came back from Adobe Max a few years back, and he did a talk there, and they were like, oh, this guy, he was great, like, he has a podcast. And I remember, I think I'd maybe heard of it, I don't remember, but no, I don't think so. That was the first time I actually heard of his podcast. So yeah, it was when he was working at Citi. But yeah, so anyway, so she came back and she had all this great information for the team from Adobe Max. Like, I'd gone to a different conference that year. Actually, it was Phoenix Design Week. So we all kind of heard about this podcast called The Crazy One. And we watched his talk and we're like, we got to listen to this podcast. And I remember my boss and I in particular, like, binged on this entire series. He is up to, gosh, what is he up to? 83 episode? No, I think he has more. This is just like the highlights. Available episode. Okay, 83 episodes. Back then it was a little less, so it was easier to catch up. But we basically binged on his entire podcast, and I've been listening to every episode since then. And I absolutely love his podcast, although I am two episodes behind. Holy moly, it's been, yeah, since mid-July. Goodness gracious. So I got some catching up to do. but I love Stephen's perspective, though, because obviously he knows what he's talking about, right? But he's also very real, and he talks about things that maybe some design professionals might feel uncomfortable talking about, like leadership, for instance, and then getting into process or getting into things that, you know, people may not think are that sexy. But it's like, design is way more than just what we're seeing as the end result, especially in product design, and especially those of us that are, you know, dedicated UX designers, right? You know, it's an entirely different thing. So there's a lot to do, and when you're growing your career, there's other things you need to be aware of besides your own portfolio. And that's what I like about Stephen and his podcast, is he gets into things that a lot of creative professionals may not talk about, and they may feel, maybe uncomfortable talking about, or they just don't think it's cool to talk about. He'll talk about it. I gotta listen to this latest episode. So as I'm recording my episode, his episode 83 is on leadership, and it's your leadership, maturity level, persona, and communication style. That's very interesting. And then episode 82 is his keynote from How Design Live 2019, which is also cool because I think he's posted a few other episodes that were his keynotes. So if you can't get to a conference that he's at, which I highly encourage you to go to because usually he goes to pretty amazing conferences, you can usually listen to his talks on his podcast, which is really cool. But it's great, you know, and he, to me, was a big influence, you know, one of the big influences where I started listening to his podcast because he was in product. He had that creative background, though, but he's very much been in the product world for a long time. He was just kind of this plethora of knowledge from a perspective of somebody with a very creative background. And it's great, especially for those of you who want to break into UX, or you want to break in the product, or you think you want to, and you really want to understand what it means and why maybe you should get in there, besides the fact that it's like this big thing right now, right? That's not why you should get into this. You should get into it because you actually want to. But we all, you know, we all have different reasons, but, you know, it's Steven's podcast, though, is one that I think will help a lot of you who are maybe on the fence or wanting to know more. Start with episode one and just like work your way up, honestly, or skip through to ones that are talking about process, for instance, or your career. And, you know, he goes into a lot of the details of things beyond the visual design. There's a lot of visual design podcasts out there. But his is more well-rounded, and that's why I've really, really liked it. So I highly encourage you to subscribe to this, whether you are in product or not. Like, he is valuable, I think, no matter what type of creative or design professional you are. Listen to Steven Gates, the Crazy One podcast. Subscribe to it. It's amazing, and he's just got phenomenal insight. This next podcast, this is another really big one that I listen to religiously, and I've actually loved so much I became a Patreon of it too. And it's called What is Wrong with UX by Laura Klein and Kate Rutter. And these two ladies, let me tell you, are unbelievably knowledgeable and just kind of demigods when it comes to the UX world. I think that they, you know, honestly have some of the best insight that I've heard of when it comes to UX. And even though this is a UX podcast, though, the more I think about it, it's not just focused on UX. But What is Wrong with UX is literally like these two ladies getting together and talking about how to make products suck slightly less, as they would say. And it's a great podcast. It's one you definitely want to listen to with headphones, because they are vulgar, which I love, because it seems very honest and real and genuine. And they usually are drinking, at least they say they are, when they are recording these episodes. And there's usually a drink of the episode, too. But yeah, I absolutely love this podcast, though, because these two ladies, they're not only are they super knowledgeable, and yes, the podcast is called What is Wrong with UX, but it's not just this, like, you know, bitch session about UX. It's literally solutions, like ways to make things better, how you can be better as a UX designer, how you can be better at making products suck slightly less. You know, I absolutely love the approach because it's very real. It's like, look, this is a problem. But the most of the episode is going to be, this is the solution. You know, so like one of the episodes is, you know, one weird trick to piss off your users. And I'm not going to spoil this one for you. They do have the drink pairing in the description. I don't normally see the end of the description, but the drink pairing, which is a light beer for this episode. It's fantastic, though. And Laura Klein, by the way, also she's a published author. One of her books I am reading right now, but I always forget the exact name of it. So I will look that up for a minute. Please hold tight. Oh no. Because she has a couple books and I keep getting one of them mixed up. Okay, it's not Build Better Products. Sorry, this one I keep thinking it is. No, it's Lean UX for Lean Startups. There we go. And I know I'm in a corporate environment, but actually it's been a super like interesting book so far. I really wish that there was an audible version of it. Like, really do. So it's taking me a little longer to read it because I have to read the paper version. But anyway, she's a published author. She really is like, you know, basically they share their insight to be like, this is our insight. This is what we think. And Laura Klein especially is just like, this is what I think. This is how I approach this. And between the two of them, they kind of will debate things sometimes. And that's what's really cool about this podcast is I love the fact that you have sometimes two very different perspectives and sometimes both of them agreeing on the same thing. And so you kind of get two sides to this, which I think adds so much value to every episode because, you know, Kate might say one thing, Laura might disagree, or Laura might say one thing and Kate might disagree. And they're super respectful of each other's like opinions too, but in a funny way too. Like, you know, sometimes they'll kind of joke around and things like that, but it's entertaining, but it's so, so valuable, all of the information that they're sharing. And I love that. I absolutely love that about them, and I love that about the dynamic that they have on that episode. So that's one that honestly has really helped shed light and kind of address some things, like maybe, you know, questions that I've had about the product process in general. Sometimes they'll get into that. Or, you know, the UX, like how to approach certain UX challenges or something. You know, you may question how you've approached something, but they kind of might touch on something similar and how they've done it, you know, or, and they'll be like, no, this is the way it should be done. And the other one might be, no, this is the way it should be done. So I don't want to like spoil anything by giving specific examples. But I do want to say, like, if you are serious about UX and you really want to understand true UX design and true product development as well, and kind of what goes into that beyond just the UX part, this is a podcast to listen to, especially if you're new to UX, because it'll shed some light, and there's probably some things that'll go way over your head. I know when I first started listening to this podcast, there's a lot that went right over my head. I had no idea some of the things they were talking about. But now over the years, I've kind of picked up on it, over the past like 2 years, I've kind of picked up on more stuff and understanding more of what they say. But it's going to help you understand, like, okay, is this something that I'm really interested in learning and doing? And do I want to get into this stuff that they're talking about? So if you're on the fence about switching your career, this is something that for sure will help you, I think, decide, like, the things they talk about really matter and they really are a part of the job. And if it doesn't interest you, then maybe stick with UI design or something instead. I don't know. So there's a place for everybody in product, I think. You know, I honestly believe it. Yeah, What is Wrong with UX by Laura Klein and Kate Rutter. Definitely subscribe to that one. Even if you're not specifically a UX designer, it's super valuable still. This third podcast I want to talk about is one that I can't remember when I started listening to it, to be honest. It was a long time ago, though. But pretty much everybody in the design industry has heard of this podcast, and I hope you have heard of this particular individual, but the podcast is called Design Matters with Debbie Millman. It's kind of published by the Design Observer, and it's been around. I actually just kind of went through to see all the available episodes. It's been around for 10 years. It started August of 2009. But what I like about this is definitely a very creative podcast, for sure, which is why I think I was so into it so many years ago. But it's really this kind of, again, another pillar in the design community, and especially in branding, Debbie Millman. It's her interviewing other designers and other professionals in the creative realm, mostly in the creative realm. Actually, one of the latest episodes was Stephen Gates, and she publishes podcast episodes pretty regularly. I mean, I am amazed by how much she does and how much she's published over the years, because there's just so many people. And this is what I like about this is I kind of, for this podcast, what I usually do is I usually subscribe, and then I kind of, if it's somebody I know or I'm interested in, or I'll read the description and be like, oh, a designer from so-and-so, or it's, oh, a, you know, some sort of artist from so-and-so, I actually will go in and listen to that episode, and then I'll skip other ones. So like Matthew Carter, for example, a type designer. I love typography, so like that's one that I have listened to. But they're interviews, and Debbie does such an amazing job at interviewing these people. It's fantastic, because like me, when, you know, and like a lot of us, you kind of want to fill in all the space that you have, and you might talk a little more than your interviewers. But she actually lets people speak. She asks simple questions to get the ball rolling, and she lets the guests kind of take it away. And so she's really good at moderating these podcast interviews, and I think that's why I've enjoyed it so much, because the stories that they have, you know, I'll go back to Stephen Gates. Like, he talks about some of his story too, in that episode, and a little background on himself. So if you're curious about him as a person, I think he actually has talked about his background and his upbringing too. Yeah, I know he has, and throughout his own episodes. But if you want to kind of get more of a firsthand interview experience with Stephen Gates, check out Debbie Millman's podcast, Design Matters. Design Matters has a wonderful interview. I there's really not much more to say about this other than she's just a wonderful person and she's a wonderful interviewer. And she has this amazing way of getting these kind of world-class professionals on her podcast and talking to them and just hearing their story. And some of them are very, very inspiring. And it's kind of that thing where it goes back to like a lot of the conferences that a lot of us designers might go to. We might really connect with the designers or the professionals that share more of their personal stories on that stage, right? And that's kind of what this is you get a bit of that, but you also get some talk about actual design-related stuff. It's not just about their stories, but it's very inspiring and very humbling to hear that maybe you're not alone in your journey and, oh, wow, like, you know, if somebody else can do this, maybe I can too, you know? This designer that I've idolized for so long, you know, they've just kind of opened up their heart and, you know, poured it out to us, and you realize that, you know, maybe they have a similar story to yours. It's just a great podcast for any creative out there. So I highly encourage you to subscribe to that one. It's one of my favorites, and it has been for a really long time. It's like every time I get onto a new podcast platform or podcast app, Design Matters is usually one that I subscribe to immediately as like a default. Yeah, I need to have that in my life. It's been like that for many years. So Design Matters with Debbie Millman. Subscribe to it. Listen to it. It's fantastic. All right, these last few podcasts, they're not design related. And this is going to kind of play off of the theme from last episode of like hobbies, you know, like basically understanding that we're human, you know. Yes, we are absolutely obsessed with what we do as designers and we love our profession. We're always growing. We're always building each other and building ourselves up. But it's okay to be human. You don't have to put on this front of like, everything I do is design. Like, no, I mean, sometimes it's funny to just listen to a podcast that has nothing to do with design, like some of the ones that I'm going to list off today. So these last few are ones, they're just kind of like extras for you guys that I've really enjoyed lately. First one, Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet. It's by Alex and Christine, and these two basically, they're 37 episodes in now. I haven't listened to yesterday's episode, they basically read one-star reviews by real people with not-so-real problems. And so it's basically just like these one-star reviews of places. So for instance, yesterday's episode was dollar stores in Birmingham, Alabama. And they go through dollar stores in Birmingham, Alabama, and they read the one-star reviews. And they pick one-star reviews that are like, that's not really a problem, or like there's no context, or clearly like some of these people just have a chip on their shoulder. And it's just the funniest thing. Or in some cases, they've actually been real like issues. Like if that really happened, holy cow, definitely one-star review. But it's funny. It's hilarious. They're very dramatic in their reading, and every episode gets better and better. So I love it. Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet. It's a good laugh. Another podcast I really like listening to. This is more of a mainstream podcast, and I've been surprised actually that I've been listening to some of these because I like some of the more like, you know, ones that don't have a huge production behind them. But Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. I don't really watch Conan on a regular basis, but I like him. I just like his like persona. And I didn't listen to this one. I'm behind on so many episodes. So he basically has people who are coming in as guests because he's a celebrity, because he's Conan. He gets big, big celebrities. One of them, okay, the latest one was Dana Carvey. I'm very excited about that episode. I can't wait to listen to it. But they're just funny. I love it. I love hearing the stories of these like celebrities, and you know, and Conan's just a good host in general. He's been doing this for a long time on TV, so naturally he'd be really good on a podcast. So Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, another great podcast that I love listening to just to decompress. Yeah, now another one that I love is Raised by TV. And this is one, especially for those of us who are 90s babies, Ooh, this is going to be one that you're going to really like. It's weird, it's vulgar, it's hilarious, it's funny. It's by two comedians. They're pretty, I don't know. I've seen them in a few movies and TV shows. But basically Lauren and John are going through and basically reminiscing on, gosh, some of the things that we grew up with. A lot of us, if you're in your 30s especially, or late 20s, things that we grew up with in the 90s and kind of reminiscing. So, for instance, the show ER back, oh man. Old Nickelodeon shows or something like that. And it's just this big nostalgia trip by this generation that was basically raised by TV. And they're outrageous. It's funny. I love it. It's definitely a podcast to listen to with headphones on. So, but I absolutely love that one. It's hilarious. It's good decompression. It's good way to decompress, to get a few laughs in. And then the fourth one that I'll leave you here with that isn't really design related, but in some cases is called Why'd You Push That Button? And it's published by The Verge, and Ashley Carman is one of the hosts of it. I think she's still a host. I'm a few episodes behind on it though. But it's just kind of an interesting perspective, not too much of a deep dive into some of the things. But for instance, I love, like, they talk about things like why you'll never quit Amazon Prime, or what keeps people on Snapchat, or why do you slide into DMs, and it's basically a why'd you push that button. It's exactly what you think. Why'd you push that button? It's all tech related, and they kind of just get you thinking about things that are kind of tech related. Again, sometimes there's not a lot of research behind these episodes, and I think that's okay, and I think that's kind of why I like it. But it's a good one. I like it. So that's the only other one that I'll leave you with as kind of extras that aren't really design related. But why'd you push that button? It's pretty good. And that's all I got for you guys. That's all I'm going to share. I have other podcasts. I'm looking at my list right now on Apple Podcasts, and there are clearly other ones I want to talk about. But I don't want this episode to get too long. Also, like, how long can you make a podcast episode about other podcasts? I feel like this is a really weird thing. You guys may not like this episode. I don't know. If you do, then definitely be sure to leave a nice little 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and, subscribe so that way you always get the latest episodes. And then let me know what your favorite design podcasts are, and even non-design related ones, because I'm super interested to hear kind of what you all listen to. I absolutely love comedy podcasts because I like to get a good laugh in. Laughing is something that I enjoy, along with a lot of us. I also have a lot of political podcasts that I listen to as well, but we will not get into those on this podcast episode. So yeah, let me know. Find me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Joshua Reach. On LinkedIn, I'm Joshua Reach. And on Instagram, I am now underscore Joshua Reach because I'm weak and I couldn't get away from Instagram. So reconnect with me on Instagram. I loved hearing from all of you. I promise I won't delete this account. And let me know though. Let me know what your favorite podcast episodes are, or leave a voice message on Anchor, which is pretty awesome. And that's all. I'm rambling. I'm going to end this. Happy 40th episode. Next episode will be design related. I know we went on a little bit of a tangent these past two episodes. Well, I guess this one was still design related, but I'll get back into talking about design stuff and actual more insight on design, which is probably why most of you listen to this. So, anyway, have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you all next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.